strength-based approach examples in health and social care. In the UK, the adoption of strengths-based practices and approaches varies across different sectors and regions. While there is no specific data on the exact percentage of usage, strengths-based approaches have been increasingly integrated into social care and other services. For example, the CARE Act 2014 emphasizes the importance of strengths-based assessments and support planning in social care. Meaning of strength-based approach. A strengths-based approach focuses on identifying and leveraging a person's individual strengths, abilities, and resources rather than focusing solely on limitations. This approach recognizes that individuals with complex care needs, mental health challenges, and disabilities have unique talents, skills, and capacities that can be used to achieve their goals and enhance their well-being and mental health. The CARE Act 2014 in the UK introduced significant health and social care reforms, including a shift towards a more person-centered approach to care. One of the key principles of the CARE Act is promoting well-being, which includes taking a strength-based practice and approach to assessments and support planning for individuals with care and support needs. The strengths-based practice under the CARE Act emphasizes the importance of identifying and building on an individual's strengths, capabilities, and personal goals. It involves working collaboratively with the individual to understand their needs, preferences, and what matters to them and then developing a support plan that maximizes their independence and quality of life. In practice, a strength-based approach involves working collaboratively with individuals to identify their strengths and interests. Setting goals based on strengths. Developing strategies and support systems based on these strengths to address challenges and achieve desired outcomes. Importance of a strength-based approach. This approach is intended to empower individuals by recognizing and valuing their abilities and assets rather than focusing on their perceived limitations. It aims to promote a more positive and holistic view of the individual, enhancing their sense of control and dignity in the care and support they receive. Recognizing a person's strengths is essential in the context of humanized care and support, and mainly, it is a matter of dignity and respect. By acknowledging a person's strengths, we support their individuality, autonomy, and abilities. This helps create a more positive and respectful relationship between the caregiver and the person receiving care. It shifts the focus from what they cannot do to what they can do, fostering a sense of empowerment and control over their own lives. It also encourages a shift in perspective from viewing disabilities as obstacles to be overcome to seeing them as aspects of a person's identity that can contribute to their overall resilience and character. This empowerment can increase self-confidence and a more positive outlook on life. By highlighting one's abilities, we help individuals embrace the shift towards positive psychology when seeing themselves. This can counteract negative stereotypes and societal attitudes towards disability and improve community health and mental health recovery. Examples of a strength-based approach. In the health and social sector, strengths-based practices can be used when working with individuals living with mental health challenges and complex care needs. First, we should be mindful of how we treat people. Instead of focusing solely on the issues, health professionals should focus more on the strengths perspective to develop the right strengths-based interventions. Struggle with mobility issues. For people living with mobility issues, a strength-based approach focuses on identifying and leveraging their existing strengths, abilities, and resources to enhance their quality of life and independence. The strengths-based approach can be used through functional strengths assessment. Includes what the person can do independently, what support they need, and what activities they enjoy. Setting goals focuses on maximizing people's independence and quality of life, considering their strengths and interests. Adaptive strategies for implementing mobility aids or home modifications. Reliable support systems, including family, friends, and community resources, help the individual achieve a positive outcome. Mental health difficulties. In mental health services, the strengths-based approach plays a crucial role in supporting individuals living with mental health difficulties. This approach focuses on identifying and leveraging a person's own strengths and capabilities to promote recovery and well-being and help the person feel more independent in their local community. One way the strength-based approach is used is through solution-focused therapy. By focusing on what is already working in a person's life, Solution-focused therapy helps them see their strengths and abilities more clearly, increasing motivation and confidence in overcoming mental health issues. The strengths assessments identify one's personal strengths, such as creativity, empathy, or resilience, which can be used to overcome challenges and support human health. Learning disabilities. As a care and support provider primarily for people living with learning disabilities and autism, LEAF Complex Care takes a strengths-based approach to caring for people. We are committed to positive outcomes for the individuals supported and their families. The approach is grounded in the belief that every person has unique strengths and abilities that can be leveraged to enhance their quality of life. This approach recognizes that focusing solely on challenges can be limiting and may overlook the individual's potential for growth and development. One key aspect of the strength-based approach is the process of identifying and recognizing these strengths. This involves actively listening to the individual and those who know them well, such as family members, teachers, and our support workers, to understand what they excel at and what brings them joy and fulfillment. This process goes beyond just identifying academic or cognitive strengths and includes recognizing social, emotional, and practical skills as well. Once the strengths are identified, the next step is to build upon them. This can involve creating tailored support plans based on these strengths to help individuals achieve their goals. For example, if an individual has a talent for art, incorporating art-based activities into their learning or therapy sessions can enhance their skills and boost their self-esteem and motivation. Another important aspect of the strength-based approach is the concept of strength-based language. This means we use positive and empowering language focusing on people's abilities rather than their challenges. For example, instead of saying, "He struggles with reading," you might say, "He is good at reading but learns best through practical experiences." Autism spectrum. Our clinicians and therapy team use a strength-based approach for autistic individuals, focusing on their interests and strengths to promote engagement and learning. For example, if a young autistic individual is passionate about animals, a therapist might use this interest to create opportunities for learning and social interaction, such as visiting a petting zoo or incorporating animal-themed activities into their therapy sessions. Another aspect of the strength-based approach in autism care is recognizing the individual's sensory aspect. Many individuals with autism have unique sensory preferences and sensitivities. At LEAF Complex Care, we use the strength-based approach in supporting autistic individuals by person-centered planning. We work closely with the person supported and their families to identify strengths, preferences, and goals. This collaborative process ensures the support is tailored to the individual's needs and aspirations. Building on interests, we use the individual's interests and strengths as a foundation for learning and skill development. This approach makes learning more engaging and enhances the individual's self-esteem and motivation. Creating supportive environments. We design sensory-friendly environments that meet individuals' unique sensory needs. This helps reduce stress and anxiety and promotes a sense of comfort and security. Strength-based communication. To ensure effective and meaningful communication, we use speech and language therapy strategies tailored to the individual's strengths and preferences, such as visual supports or alternative communication methods. Celebrating achievements. We recognize and celebrate achievements, no matter how small, to reinforce positive behaviors and build self-confidence. Our therapy team consists of in-house professionals who specialize in positive behavior support, PBS, speech and language therapy, and occupational therapy. These practitioners work collaboratively to provide comprehensive and integrated support for autistic individuals and people with complex care needs. Addiction and substance abuse. Individuals who are living with addiction and substance abuse challenges have inherent strengths that can be used to overcome their difficulties and achieve sustainable recovery. The strength-based approach can be used by shifting the focus from the addiction itself to the individual's strengths and abilities. Instead of viewing the person as addicted, the approach emphasizes their resilience, motivation, and capacity for change. Another aspect of the strength-based approach in addiction treatment is using strengths-based assessments. These assessments help identify the individual's strengths, such as their support network, coping skills, and personal values, which can be used to develop a personalized treatment plan. Person-centered care as a part of a strength-based approach. Person-centered care is a fundamental aspect of a strength-based approach. It mainly supports individuals with disabilities, complex care needs, mental health challenges, and behaviors that challenge. In a strength-based approach, person-centered care goes hand in hand with recognizing and building upon the individual's strengths. By taking a person-centered approach, caregivers and support providers can gain a deeper understanding of the individual's strengths, interests, and needs, which can then inform the development of a personalized care plan that leverages these strengths. When we support an individual, a person-centered approach includes listening to their concerns, understanding their triggers, and identifying their coping mechanisms. For example, we can support people with behaviors that challenge by focusing on the individual's strengths and preferences. Our clinicians can develop strategies to help them manage their behavior effectively rather than simply trying to control or suppress it. Person-centered care also highlights the importance of building a trusting and collaborative relationship between the individual and their caregivers. This relationship is essential for empowering individuals to take an active role in their care and support and ensuring their needs and preferences are respected and prioritized. Strength-based approach with LEAF Complex Care. At LEAF Complex Care, the strength-based approach is combined with person-centered care and involves actively identifying and building upon the individual's strengths, talents, and capabilities. This approach starts with listening to the individual and deeply understanding their experiences, challenges, and aspirations. By taking the time to understand the individual's perspective, caregivers and support providers can better appreciate their strengths and how these can be leveraged to promote their well-being. We develop a personalized care plan for the people we support to reach positive outcomes. This plan is based on the individual's strengths, preferences, and goals and outlines the strategies and supports that will be put in place to help them achieve these goals. For example, if an individual has a talent for art, their care plan might include opportunities for them to engage in art therapy as a means of self-expression and healing. Take a moment and read more about Richard's care journey, one of the dynamic individuals we support. Also, listen to what his family has to say about how we collaboratively supported Richard to have the best health outcomes in a caring environment based on his needs and strengths. Contact us today for detailed information on how we can support you or your loved ones. We deliver our services across the UK with offices in Bristol, Exeter, Slough, Birmingham, and Somerset. Read more about other topics. Blog, Motor Neurone Disease, MND. Motor Neurone Disease, MND, is a group of neuromuscular disorders that attack and progressively damage different areas of the nervous system. MND causes increasing muscle weakness accompanied by other symptoms. Read more. Blog, The Impact of Physical Disabilities on Mental Health and Well-Being. Physical disability and mental health challenges often go together due to a complex set of factors. Social discrimination and lack of integrated care are just a part of the difficulties. Read more. Blog, Principles of Person-Centered Care. Person-centered care prioritizes the unique needs, preferences, and autonomy of individuals, leading to better healthcare outcomes and a more compassionate care environment. The value of respect, involvement in decisions, maintaining. Read more.